Auburn Engineering is helping animatronics aficionado Savannah Anderson fulfill her Disney dreams. Thank you, Asakalama.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Hello, podcast listeners. Yep, it's old Jer again. That'd be your favorite communications and marketing specialist within the within your favorite College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. I guess we're the only Office of Communications and Marketing, but it's probably, well, we are your favorite. One of those as well. Not many choices. I am the co-host of the best podcast in all of higher education. Hands down, bar none, take it to the bank. You know it. I love it. I know it and love it. And Austin Phillips over here, the old Yeti himself, Yeti Spaghetti.
I think it's an Arctic.
It's not a Yeti?
No, it's a China. Oh, no, that's just where it's made.
But it is a Yeti, right?
They're not. Auburn's not going to give us a Yeti.
I've been sitting here bragging about our Yetis.
It's like an Arctic or a...
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that's Austin Phillips talking. The old Grey Goose himself.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Silver, yeah. The silver bullet.
Yeah.
So how about that?
That hair and that beard you got there.
I mean,
I guess
it's silver,
that's,
but I mean, I'm just saying.
Off-white.
Well, it looks good on you.
Cream.
Mine, it's like, what's going on? Yours looks planned.
Mine looks like, yeah. And yours just looks like, ooh, boy,
yeah.
His life. Yeti-ish. His life is something.
That man's lived hard.
Yeah, oof.
Austin co-hosts this incredible product with me. We have John Sluice back on the keys after his disciplinary action from last week. Had to hand it over to the intern. Hopefully that sounded well. I'm sure it did. He's trained by the best. Today we have a very special guest, a junior in mechanical engineering, no longer the largest college in terms of our department.
On campus, it still is.
On campus? You mean like facilities and such?
No. On campus population.
Oh, on campus
mechanical
population.
Is still the largest. Computer science overall, because again, it's computer science.
Because they can do it on the computers.
Online. And okay. And our only online bachelor's.
Okay.
Is in computer science. So
okay. All
that,
right.
That's why computer science is. And again, like we say, times are changing. So you know that program was going to grow. But on campus, mechanical still the walking dog.
Sure. You know Marcus Klutz, who
I do not.
He works in our office. He used to twist the knobs over here before Superior Talent came along and John Sluice. And he has not shut up for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, ever since he was involved with a project with Savannah Anderson. I did get it right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
My memory's going. Savannah Anderson. He was just like, oh, this girl is amazing. She does all this stuff. She wants to, it's animatronics, 100 women strong, UPC, Tiger Knights, whatever he was doing. He got the goods on all, you know, everything you're doing. You're one of these extracurricular overachievers.
Do you have a restraining order against him?
I mean, I'm... It wouldn't be the first.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm going to stop there. But anyway, can't thank you enough for finally agreeing, you know, after we taught you into it, for joining us on the podcast. Savannah Anderson, I mean, you are, we got 100 women strong. You're involved with that. But let's just back up. Where are we from originally?
Well, currently I live in Emerald Isle, North Carolina.
Where?
Emerald Isle, North Carolina.
Okay. Like right now? Like you came down for this?
No. So everyone always asks me where I'm from, and I never like say I'm from here because I was a military kid. And so I've moved so often that I just like don't really necessarily say that I'm from somewhere.
I got you.
But I've been living in Emerald Isle, North Carolina since I was a junior in high school. So.
Okay.
So why Auburn? How the Auburn connection?
My mom went to Auburn. And so that's kind of like the
idea. What did she major in?
She graduated with a graphic design degree.
Okay.
But she went to Auburn. And so I applied as like kind of a backup school since she went. I told her I would apply. And I was like, okay. And then I went through the whole process. I got super early decision. So I found out like middle of October that I was going to, like I was accepted. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I just never really thought about it. But I had already started the housing process, already started going through everything like that because it was so early in time that none of my other acceptance letters had came in yet. And so I started talking with people and like trying to find roommates and just kind of starting that process since it was already going on. And I met my roommates freshman year and I like adored them. But I was like, I still have all these other acceptance letters. Like I was planning on going somewhere else. Like I never thought about coming to Auburn. And then like I had already gone through scholarships. I came and toured for spring break my junior or senior year. And I just absolutely fell in love with campus. I went on my cupola tour. I loved it. I met my roommates and I was like, okay, this is where I want to go. But I had already agreed that I would go wherever I got the most money to go and wherever I had already planned on going. And then ended up coming down to the fact that Auburn gave me the most money. And I actually like wanted to be at Auburn. So like all the like sticks fell in line and it was perfect.
Where was the original first choice?
Florida, University of Florida.
Gosh, you really dodged a bullet there. You made the right call. You could have been like Diane Schrar, you know?
Oh, God.
Oh, that'd been terrible.
Lordy.
Well, do you remember your cupola tour leader on that one?
So I went on a tour with him. I think his name is Matt, but I may be wrong. And I went on the tour with him and then I came back and I volunteered for E-Day my freshman year. And he was actually the lead at the tent at the station I was working. And I like, he looked really familiar, but I couldn't place it. And then we found out that like, he was actually my cupola tour guide. And they like posted a picture of me in the coop me or like in our cupola group chat, like with my tour guide in freshman year. And they're like, oh, look, like working E-Day with the same person that gave her the tour. And then 6 months later, now I'm a cupola. And they're like sending me screenshots of me like in the group chat before I was even a cupola.
That's great. Circle of life. Love it.
And it's beautiful.
So engineering, you know, is not a cakewalk. It's not graphic design.
This is
no
true.
Offense, Mom. what got you into engineering?
So I decided I wanted to be an engineer when I was in eighth grade. But I didn't really choose engineering like the major. I chose the career and then chose what major would get me to that career. So when I was in eighth grade, I was in one of those physical science classes that like if you actually enjoy science, you hate because you just watch Bill Nye videos and do worksheets. But if you love science, or if you like love science and it's just kind of really boring for you, you know. And so I was in that class and instead of watching Bill Nye one day, we watched a video called Asa Kalama's Adventures at Disney. And I am convinced that it doesn't exist now. Like, I core memory. Like, this is why I want to do what I do. But
what's
I've looked,
it called?
Asa Kalama's Adventures at Disney.
Asa Kalama?
Yes. He's okay. In a Disney Imagineer.
Okay.
But I've, like, tried to go back and find the videos, and I can't find them anywhere. So maybe, like, I'm just going crazy, which is valid, too. But that's, like, turning point. I, like, watched the video, and it was, like, all about what he does as a Disney Imagineer and, like, day in the life of him as an Imagineer. And I was, like, that's what I want to do. Like, it's science. It's creative. And it, like, looks like it would be fun. And I was, like, that's perfect. And so I started working on like where I could get to there. And then at that point, I was like, I just want to be an Imagineer. Like, what could I do as an Imagineer? And so mechanical is so broad. I was like, okay, mechanical would be perfect for that. And then over the years, I've been like, okay, I've actually want to do more of the like animatronics and the mechatronics within Disney. So it's a little bit more specified now. And mechanical is still perfect for that. But that's kind of like I chose the Disney and now I'm the engineer because of that.
Well, how about that? You find it, you figure out. Well, that's problem solving right there.
It's awesome built that in. She was able to watch that instead of Bill Nye. Because
Awesome Koala's Adventures at Disney.
Yeah.
Bill that was Nye a joke. Makes, awesome, because yeah. Awesome, awesome. What's it called?
Asa Kalama.
Asa Kalama. Are you sure that's the guy's name?
Yes.
Well, and
I
like,
can spell it for you. If you
I feel like
find
it's
it.
A challenge that I need to find this video.
Yeah. No, it's gonna happen.
Like I know how to spell it. I know like the whole name. I can't find it anywhere.
Well, we have some connections at Disney that might be able to help us out with that. I think. In fact, I mean, isn't one of our grads basically in charge of like everything she's talking about? What's the guy's name?
Jeff Ollie is one of them at Disney. So, yeah, we've got some alums that are...
I mean, like, high. Mm-hmm. Like, news release, USA Today high.
Wow.
Well, I'm trying to... What was the guy that we grew up on?
Mr. Wizard?
No, the one who... I mean, he was the president of Disney and always introduced the Sunday night movies.
Oh,
Eisner.
Iger.
Eisner.
Eisner, yeah.
I feel like it's Eisner, Jeff Ollie.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Walt Disney. And then, we got a bunch of Imagineers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that's, you come down here so far, so good, it looks like. You're just involved in every dang thing.
Yeah, what are you not
Yeah,
involved
seriously,
in?
What aren't you involved in?
Top
of the list is...
What is spare time?
It doesn't exist.
I mean, that's why I feel honored for this, that you can spare 20 minutes with.
I drove all the way from North Carolina.
I mean, because you're looking at the resume, and a lot of people have things that obviously it takes a lot of work, but maybe you aren't as high profile, but the whole UPC Tiger Knight thing, that's kind of up there. and you are the, what, president?
I'm the director.
Director.
Yes.
of Tiger Knights.
Yes.
What is UPC and what that's is a big Tiger deal. Knights?
So University Program Council, or UPC,
mm-hmm. yep.
it's basically the overall programming board for everything that happens on campus. So everything from First 56, I'm sure you know what First 56 is.
The weight loss program.
Sadly, no. Oh. The first 56 days of school for each semester, we have a bunch of events, and that's an entire UPC committee is First 56, as well as all the movies that are shown. That's the whole committee that's films.
Where do they show the movies now?
It could be anywhere. We've had movies in Jordan Hair. We've had movies in like on campus green. They've shown some of them in Deadly V6, which is like a big auditorium room. It just kind of depends on the day, where it's at, if it's raining, if it's not raining, etc.
That's so much better than the Foy auditorium, because you remember that it was always the movies when we were in school. UPC put on, were always in Foy, and that was it.
Well, there was the free Friday night movies at Langdon.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was a part. I don't know if it was part of that same UPC thing. If it was,
but they always had them. They had them in Foy a lot too.
Sometimes
and
still
of course
do.
Back then too. You know, like now you can get a movie that's like somewhat relevant. Like if we were seeing it, it was like a year after it was out. You know,
Sports Goofy,
1966.
Herbie again.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, that's
how'd you get involved with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so. My freshman year, I went to like every UPC event that I could. Like, I absolutely fell in love with UPC and like all the events that they put on. And I was like, I want to get involved with this. I want to work on an event or plan events, etc. And so I like applied for committee my sophomore year, which means so basically how the structure of UPC works is since UPC has six committees, we have like an exec board, and then we have committee leadership. So you have people that are in charge of each committee and each committee's events, and then you have committees. That's probably not the best way to say that. But you have like people that would work the event and help run the event. They just don't necessarily plan the event. And so I applied to be on a committee, and I prepped Tiger Knights first because Tiger Knights, the first UPC event that I went to was Fall Festival. And that was like one of the biggest Tiger Knights events of the fall. And I loved it. I took my roommate, and it was the best time I've ever had. And so I applied for UPC committee. I went through the interviews. I got put on Tiger Knights. And I like basically worked as like a helper. So I would help set up events. I would help like during the events, I would hand out skates if we're ice skating, or I would help hand out food or check people in. Like I was very baseline. And then I was like, let's run for leadership. Let's go for that. And I actually was not planning on running for director. I actually didn't run for director. I ran for assistant director of marketing. And then so the vice president of creative events, which is technically the person in charge of Tiger Knights on the exec level, he was the one that would go through and help pick out like what the new leadership would look like. And so I had applied to be a assistant director of marketing, and he had like called me the day before call outs, and he was like, would you be willing to take director? Like, would you want this? And I like,
that must be the guy Marcus talked to.
I really wanted director, but I was too afraid that I wouldn't have time with school to do director. So I didn't apply for it. And then he called me, and I was like, this is what I have going on. Cause I studied abroad this past summer. And a big thing with UPC is that you have to be there during the summer, or not during, not here during the summer, but working during the summer. And me being in Italy and then people being here or in California, time zones and meetings just didn't work out. And I was like, I'm planning on doing this. I've already signed up for it. I'm doing this. I have a hard semester. Like, this is everything I have going on. What does that mean? Like, you choose what's better for you. And he picked me to be a director. And so now I run the entire Tiger Knights committee. And that is all our late night, larger scale programming. It's basically acts as an alcohol alternative for students on campus. So everything between Fall Festival and a bunch of different carnivals to, we have Magnolia Ball, which is an all Auburn formal. I'm planning that right now on Sanford Lawn. We had ice skating last night with Winter Wonderland. Fresh off an event happened last night, haunted houses, everything like that.
They do concerts anymore?
They do. So we had a fall concert in the fall in August. That's an overall UPC event because it has so much going into it. We had Maddie and Tay and Kylie Morgan come play this past year.
Not just a Tiger Knight.
Yes.
Hey, 25 years ago, UPC put on a concert that changed my life.
Are you going to see the Kesha concert?
Nope. 25 years ago.
Ben Folds 5.
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind.
Beard News Memorial Coliseum.
That was it.
Oh. And it's 25 years.
That's what did it.
I think we need to bring them back. So put the word in. Bring the boys back.
We're trying to
25 years ago, Beardy's.
That would be something.
First album they had.
That would be
something. it was phenomenal.
We're trying to figure out who we want to get for next year.
I just told you, third. Blind.
And Eve 6, didn't they play with them?
Eve 6 did play with them. They opened up for them.
Yeah, and there was some big brouhaha, like the guy got booted out of a bar or something like that.
Yeah, I've got the ticket stub. I want to say
I forgot
still.
About that.
Well, I want to get to the so
the trip to Italy. Didn't you go on the? She went on the biomechanics trip.
Okay. I did.
And for her with the animatronics,
it's perfect.
My gosh, it's not just some like most of these kids just go to drink. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
It's an alcohol alternative.
Gosh.
But like you, this actually can apply. And I kid, of course, but that had to be something.
So I applied for the study abroad because I was with Dr. Zimbal and Dr. Oldfather, and I didn't think about how it connected until after the fact because I was like, they renamed the study abroad to just engineering in the arts, not biomechanics in the arts, because that's what they were planning on doing. And it still focuses on biomechanics. Don't get me wrong. It would just change a little bit more. And so I never really thought about the fact that like that was what we would be doing. And so I was going through everything and I applied for the 100 Plus Women Strong scholarship for study abroad. And I was actually sitting in my 100 Plus Women Strong interview, like Zoom interview with like a bunch of people. And they're asking me questions like, how can this relate? And I was like thinking, and I was like, you know what? Like this actually would be really good for me because if we're doing biomechanics, like we're learning about anatomy and how things work and like how the bones in the foot adjust so then a ballerina has better support whenever they're like dancing and everything. And I was like, by being able to learn the biomechanics of the body in certain aspects will allow me to make an animatronic that's much more
lifelike.
Yeah, like realistic. And so, because that way I actually know how the body works. So then when I make something that's supposed to represent like Jack Sparrow, I can maneuver or like have his aneurysms in it. And so like.
Yeah. Which those are amazing right now, by the way, when you go. I mean, it looks just like him.
Have you seen the video
where it's him?
Well, no, there's one in Shanghai. So like the biggest one that was like that animatronics is what I want to do is there's a park in, I think it's Disneyland Shanghai. They have Pirate's Cove. And they have a ride there that's a big Pirates of the Caribbean ride. It's one of the newest rides. But they have an animatronic that you go in and while you're in the room, it starts looking like a skeleton. And then there's some type of special effects that like makes it become like a Jack Sparrow animatronic. I have no idea how it works. I'm watching a video and I want to know how it works because it's so cool to me. But that animatronic was so realistic that they put Johnny Depp in its spot, or apparently, I don't know if it's actually true, but
no, I've seen the video on one of them where he like in the ride, Johnny Depp's sitting there,
and he's
joking with everybody, and it's him.
Like you have no idea, and it's like the mannerisms of the animatronic is moving so realistically, like you know, like in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, how he just like is kind of like always moving, like the animatronic is doing that, and that's incredible to me, honestly.
So, have we done any co-ops internships?
I've had two internships.
Okay. Where are those and what were we doing?
So my entire time, my whole high school senior year, I interned with Jarrett Bay Boatworks, which is a custom yacht design company in Eastern North Carolina. Basically, they create they start at like 30, anywhere from 30 to 90 foot yachts, fully designed, fully customizable. And I was working within their engineering department. So I was able to, I learned a new CAD software. I learned how to use Rhinoceros or Rhino, which is a non-parametric software that I would never have learned. And I like used it to help with boat layout. So I was designing layouts of where furniture would go in these yachts or where the lighting, all the wires would go throughout the yacht. And that was really cool. It was actually funny because the first day of my like internship there was a day that they gave the 84-foot reel development to the owner. So the owner was there, the boat was finished, and I got to like walk the boat to see what they had just made. And the last day I was there was the send-off for the 67-foot Sea Wish boat that I worked like my entire time on. So like I worked on the layouts for it, the designs for it. I made the logo for it, or like the logo on different aspects for it. And like that, my last day there was the last day that boat was on our shipyard. So that was kind of cool.
Did you do the champagne and everything? Did they not do that? No.
They don't want to scratch it.
The owner probably did.
The owner did.
The owner definitely did. I was just a little intern. There's a bunch of people there. I couldn't do anything.
No, we're going for it.
And then I actually, so the summer after my freshman year at Auburn, as well as a little bit last year after I came back from Italy, I have been interning with FRC East, so Fleet Readiness Center East in Cherry Point, North Carolina. And so they're on Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point. And they work with a lot of the military aircraft. So I was working on a helicopter system. Don't know how much I can actually say about that.
That's
because
okay.
But yeah, I was working on rotors, drives, and vibe systems for one of the military helicopters. And yeah, I got to learn a lot about like the rotor systems, and I was like sitting through meetings like about grass, and like I had a 12-hour meeting about grass. Never thought that would happen to me, but I did. Learning about like how like exhaust and
phenomenal experience. How did you get turned on to that internship?
So I actually my parents have a family friend that worked in a different program within Fleet Readiness Center East. So that company, like FRC East, they provide engineers for like the V-22, the H-1, like H-53, like all the different programs. And then you get to like be on different programs. So they had a friend that was on a different program than I was on. And they're like, this could be a great job for an internship for her. And so I applied and I got accepted into a different program. And then I would work as an engineer there. So I was working on, I did a lot with technical publication, like changes and like maintenance manual changes. But I also got to see like the bird fly and like how the systems work. And just like learning like how like the rotor system works on a helicopter is just like, that's good experience enough to be able to use later on.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So you're smart.
Some may say, some may not.
So how do you do it all? How do you juggle it all?
Sometimes I don't know. I can't lie. This week has been a really tough week for me. I've had 4 projects due this week. Ooh. With UBC and Cupola. I'm recently on Cupola exec. I won't start yet. But
what role?
I will be the director of current students for the incoming year.
Okay, great.
Do you remember his name?
Austin.
Okay.
I don't know if I was in her interviews.
He asks.
You're the one who always asks. Oh, my God.
People talk about him?
Yes.
Oh.
No, I was. That a-hole.
You got a rep.
I heard because someone had told me a past couple that talked to me about it. And they're like, yeah, just like be careful because sometimes like someone will be like,
the guy with the
name.
gray hair.
And no, remember? I walked into that interview and like, first off, I had never been in an interview like because it's just a conference room and mm-hmm. and it's kind of scary, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like after that interview, I can do whatever I feel.
See?
Like
that,
I feel like
that's
set
what
for
the
life.
Whole lesson mm-hmm. is about. It's supposed to toughen you yeah. up.
He breaks them down.
To make sure to watch people, see how they react when the answer is not obvious. Because you do get a bunch of, what color would you be if you could be any color? And who cares? That's easy.
Gray.
What's my name?
It's a good question.
What, I like that.
What's my name? Can tell us a fun fact about UBC.
Something that's really interesting for me is, like I was talking about earlier, my first event that I went to for UBC was Fall Festival, right? That was the first event. That was the event that made me want to do UBC. This year, I planned Fall Festival. And so I like got to run it, basically picked everything for it, made new like changes to it and ran it. And it was the first Tiger Nights event to ever reach over 1,000 people.
Awesome.
And that was insane. We were like watching the numbers go up and then we all started screaming in our microphones, like in our walkies, like we just hit 1,000.
That's awesome. Circle of life.
Circle of life. You were talking about, how you do it, how you juggle. It's been a rough week for you.
It has been, honestly, I feel like I've been doing pretty good because the biggest thing for me is I've always been a creative person. So another thing is I'm a media studies minor. So I'm completely outside of the College of Engineering because I have to have a creative outlook. I've always been a creative person. And engineering is very creative, but it's also very technical. And sometimes that gets overwhelming. And so I've always been trying to look for like some type of creative outlook or creative outlet for that. And so UBC kind of became that for me because yes, I'm running events and yes, I'm working with a budget, which is great skills that I can use in whatever career. But I'm also able to like plan these events and design what we want to do with them and make graphics and work with my like leadership team to make those graphics and make everything come to life. And it's very, very rewarding in being able to see everything because I was never expecting like how rewarding it would be until like I threw a murder mystery dinner 2 weeks ago, never been done before. And I was like, this could be absolutely horrific. I had 200 people show up. Every seat was full. I had a company running it and they were using people and everyone had a time of their life. I was getting text messages from people that had heard about it and they were like, this is like one of the really cool events that you've done this year.
It's awesome to have a hobby like that, but make sure the engineering stays
paramount
so definitely. That you don't live poor.
Yeah. it's all a waste. Really. The engineering's what lasts.
It is.
But even the creative outlook with that, with UBC, and even like with Cupola, or even like I worked with like a lot of graphics. I'm a photographer. Like I've done a lot with it. That's why I'm a media studies minor. All of that will show the creative outlook that I could use at Disney. Like, it's really connecting the engineering that I'm working on in class and then the creative stuff that, like, is what makes Disney Imagineers different from a normal engineer. And so, fingers crossed we get there. I'm applying for internships for the spring, so love or for it. The summer. So
God, we screwed up, Austin. We just didn't have the try. Well, you had your physics scholarship.
Yeah. I still got that going for me.
I have so many. It's terrifying. I'm a Lockheed Martin STEM scholar.
Oh, my gosh.
Lockheed Martin sends me $10,000 a year to be here
right now. You're just making Jeremy hate himself more. So.
Okay, well, yeah, this has been great. You know, congrats on all your success and everything. I'm sure I'll be hearing about you later. But no, seriously, thanks for taking the time out of your incredibly busy schedule. What an ambassador. Screw you, Florida. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #GettingPodcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.